Blog Talk Radio.
We thank you, Lord,
yes,
that we are free.
We are free.
That we are free.
Hallelujah.
We welcome you today.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, Lord, we welcome you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. In this place. Oh, I touch right now, touch and heal,
hallelujah,
touch and deliver, touch and set free right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come to the throne room of grace, oh God, trusting and believing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. Oh Lord, for you are the potter and we are the clay, oh God. Lord, we come to be changed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come thanking you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you that have kept us and saved us, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, our God, we can't thank you enough. But yes, still we thank you. Open up your mouth today, church. I need a photo of dedicated to Lord Shadabah. God, this is for those that are worshiping him and truth in his spirit right now. Dedicated to Lord Shadabah. Oh, dedicated to Lord Shadabah. Open up your mouth and use your tongues, your heavenly tongues today. Hallelujah. Worship the Holy Spirit, we can have his way in your home, in your life, in the life of your children, family members, and loved ones right there. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. It is you that have kept us, oh God. Thank thank you, Lord God. It is you that have healed us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. It is you that have delivered, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hey, hey. My Lord, my God, we come against every attack of Satan and Satan, every trickery, hallelujah, of the enemy right now. We command you to cease your works right now and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, increase our faith right now to receive from you, oh God, the miracles of God, for you are a miracle worker, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, hey, they call on my Lord, he got it up on Shakaya. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. If it has not been, Father God, for you on our side, where will we be? So we can pray and declare right now the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, the greatest He that is us and He that's in the world. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power to say that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're saved. Amen. That we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we're God's children, born of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hey, hey. My Lord, my God. Hey, hey. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my Lord, my God. 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 Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our hearts not be troubled and our minds grow weary, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And all we need is in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, oh God. Heal, recon, and they may share them higher. Call upon you, Jehovah, about the Lord of hosts, to fight our battles, Lord, that we declare the man that we are victorious right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord.
Jesus Christ, for you are the light of the world, the salt of the earth, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I echo the most.
prosper. And every tongue that rises up against your children, God shall condemn. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, that is our inheritance received. In the name of Jesus Christ and his righteousness, oh God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh God, let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God. Let there be a breakthrough in the heaven on today, oh God, for your children. Lord, release the blessings of heaven, oh God, upon us right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, of overflowing, oh God. And we receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open up your mouth, church, and receive it. Everybody, in the name of Jesus Christ, shout to the mountaintop, oh, that he is good, and it's going to endure forever, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, from generation to generation. Right now, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now. For we are healed and living and set free and blessed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, we thank you, Lord God, and all things are working together for the good of us. Lord, we love you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we live according to your purpose and plan for our life, oh God. We ask that you have your way in this service right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come against every unteachable spirit, every spirit of confusion, every ignorant spirit. We come against it right now. We come against every spirit of doubt, disbelief, fear, pride, oppression, anxiety, greed, gluttony. We come against every spirit of God. We come against every familiar spirit, fighting spirit right now, sleeping spirit. We command you to cease your words to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit is operating in our hearts or in our homes, in our workplaces, oh God, and anywhere, oh God, it's not of you, oh God. Any spirit is operating outside the Holy Spirit. We command you right now to cease your words to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree that have no more will, neither can't even speak up. No more will allow the word to consume us. No more will we be tempted by the word and things of possession of people. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, anything that's not of God is not of us, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you for the deliverance. And we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ in a power to say that we are delivered, God. And this deliverance is permanent. We thank you, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. Yes. Come on, everybody. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Open up your mouth right now. Open up your mouth right now and tell glory. Hallelujah. For we are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, we are in the shadow of the most high. Oh God, we bless your name, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This is the day.
Yes, Lord.
That the Lord has made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. For God is good.
Yes, he
is. And he's more than worthy to be praised.
Yes, Lord God.
So we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You counted us worthy, Father God, to see a brand new day.
Amen.
We woke up clothed in our right mind and in our right spirit.
Yes, Lord.
So we say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for all that you have already done in our life.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father God, for all that you are about to do in our life.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you for tomorrow as well, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't have to do it, but you did.
Yes, Lord.
You gave your life for us, Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You gave your life in exchange for our life.
Jesus.
So we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we shall rejoice.
Hallelujah.
All the days of our life.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome, everyone.
Yes, Lord.
To Sunday service.
To Sunday service.
We welcome each and every one of you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
What a wonderful day
Yes, Lord. That
we have today.
Jesus.
Now, we have set aside this day to worship God. We worship God every day.
Yes, Lord.
But we thank God for this day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was glad when they said unto me,
let us go
into the house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For being in the house.
Amen.
We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
For being in the house.
Amen.
Peace in the house.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Mercy and grace is in the house.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For being in the house.
Amen.
Deliverance.
Amen.
In the house.
Amen.
So I don't know about your house.
Yes, Lord.
But as for me and my house.
My God.
We gonna serve the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Tell them
He is more than worthy to be praised.
Yes, he is. Amen.
When I just think about everything that God has done for me.
Oh, the goodness of the Lord.
What he's done for my children.
Amen.
What he's done for the church.
Yes, Lord.
What he's done for my family members.
Yes, sir.
What he's done for me when I'm out in the streets.
Jesus.
When I'm on the highways.
Jesus.
And under those byways.
Jesus.
It was God that was there with me all the time.
Amen.
See, when I became sick in my body.
Jesus.
Who was there for you?
My Lord.
Who healed your body?
Jesus.
It was God that did it.
Glory.
When you was angry. Who was there that gave you peace?
My God.
It was God that did it.
He thanked him.
The world couldn't do it.
Jesus.
The world didn't do nothing but try to take it away from
thank
you.
God.
But God gave it to you.
Thank you, Lord.
And he gave it to you freely.
Jesus.
For you to be in that place of freedom.
Yes, Lord.
Walking in the liberty.
Yes.
Of being free.
Amen.
Never to be entangled again.
Jesus.
Into the bondage of slavery.
Jesus.
And in death.
My Lord.
For we live.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
And we are victorious.
Jesus.
Because Jesus Christ has already obtained the victory for us.
Amen.
So we say this is the day.
Jesus.
That the Lord has made.
Glory.
And we shall rejoice. And be exceedingly glad.
Yes, Lord.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to Sunday service.
Yes.
2 p.m. You are. We are already ready.
Hallelujah.
And they can stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
Amen.
We were ready at 10 o'clock for our 10 o'clock service. We had a good time
at 10 o'clock
service. And we're so excited about what God is doing in 2 o'clock service. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome, everybody. It's good to see Sister Hudson in service. And
happy
grandmother, Helen Manning. God bless you.
Amen. Grandmother, wow.
Yes, welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Shandra Jackson and Sister Dorita and my cousin Rick L and A.T. Ruth and May. And
welcome.
Hallelujah. We
had
yesterday. I don't know everybody that's on, but welcome to those that are tuning in via the internet. God bless you. God keep you. God continue to strengthen
Uncle
you.
Uncle Joel, welcome.
Uncle Joel is here. God bless you. God keep you.
Actress, welcome.
Welcome. Everyone in New York and New Jersey and Chicago and Louisiana, Houston, Virginia,
Michigan,
all over
this great country.
Amen.
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to welcome you, my husband and I. We want to welcome you. We want to personally welcome you. So press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
I'm Pastor Doris. Amen.
We are the Gospel Public Ministry.
Amen.
So don't be surprised if we show up in your city,
amen,
your town.
That's right.
Amen.
God has blessed us, you know, to do that, you know, to be you. A traveling ministry.
Amen.
You know, that is the will of God, you know, for every single one's life to go from house to house, city to city, being a witness for him, being a witness for God.
Yeah.
And we thank God for being in that position just to be able to witness, you know, going from different cities. We've already went to a couple cities, and when I say had a Holy Ghost filled time. Oh, my God. Even if we had to have service in the parking lot.
Jesus.
We would have service right there in the parking lot.
Yes, we
do. It's not the building. No, it's not the building.
We
are the church. And we bring church every single where that we go.
Amen. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Again. First of all, I want to give you an opportunity so we can pray for you, pray with you today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just thank God. Yeah, I'm so full.
Yes.
I'm full, you are. I don't know about y'all, but I'm full. And I'm ready. I'm ready and I'm full.
Hallelujah.
I'm full and ready. Some of us get full and go to sleep.
Yeah.
I am full and ready. Amen.
Yes.
God bless everyone that's here. We're going to have our scripture reading, you all. And I'll be bringing the scripture reading.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a song. Are we having a song from Brother Joel today? We see.
You know what?
Brother Joel,
Uncle Joel is
let's,
always.
Let's
bring you in.
Let's see what Brother Joel. Brother Joel, how you feeling today? God bless you.
I'm feeling good.
Amen. We see you press one and you ready to bless us with a song today. We don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess we kind of did, right?
I'm ready to bless you with a song.
All right, so right after scripture, yeah, we'll have a song from our very own. We have taken ownership here at the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas, of Brother Joel Washington.
Amen. We're
not going to give him back. We're going to keep him. You keep the good stuff, you know. So we'll be right back here. Brother Joel will bless us with a song. And we're going to come, scripture's going to come, you all here, and I'll be bringing scripture. And then Brother Joel will come right behind me with a song to bless us. As God has blessed him freely, the Bible says he has given to us and freely we shall give. So
Amen.
We thank you, Brother Joel Washington, for freely giving to us as God has given to you the voice to be able to bless us with and those that are in attendance and
Amen.
Service today. So we just thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
And so we'll prepare for our sermon from our very own pastor, Dorsey Manning. I'm looking so forward to my husband singing. So he's looking at me like, what? I love to hear him sing, so whenever I can get him to just, now you got to sing the whole song, but if you want to sing it all, I just love to hear my husband sing. He has such an anointing on his voice, so maybe I can make him do that, get him to do that today, amen. God bless everyone, you all. The scripture today is going to come from John chapter 4, amen, John chapter 4, verse 34, you all, through 38, amen. The Bible says, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Verse 37 says, For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. Verse 38 says, I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. What is the Bible saying to us? The food about which Jesus was speaking was his spiritual nourishment, you all. It includes more than Bible study, prayer, and attending church. Spiritual nourishment also comes from doing God's will and helping to bring his work of salvation to completion. We are nourished not only by what we take in, but also by what we give out for God. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all, sometimes we as Christians, or some of us as Christians, excuse themselves from witnessing by saying that their family or friends are ready to believe. Jesus, however, makes it clear, you all, that around us is a continual harvest that waits to be reaped. Don't let Jesus find you making excuses. Look around. You will find people ready to hear God's word, but will you allow God to use you? The wages that Jesus offers you all here in chapter 36-38, are the joy of working for him and seeing the harvest of believers. These wages come to sower and reaper alike because both find joy in seeing new believers come into Christ's kingdom. The phrase, others have done the hard work, you all, it may refer to the Old Testament prophets and to John the Baptist, who paved the way for the gospel. Let God use you. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of his word. God bless you all. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection from our very own Brother Joel Washington from New York. God bless you.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. Let God have his way. We love to sing about God. Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Oh, Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Oh, Jordan River, Lord, I'm bound to cross. Said I got one more river to cross. Oh, Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Oh, Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Oh, Jordan River, Lord, I'm bound to cross. Said I got one more river to cross. My mother, she'll be waiting, but she can't help me to cross. Oh, my mother will be waiting, but she can't help me to cross. Oh, my mother will be waiting, but she can't help me to cross. Said I got one more river to cross. My father will be waiting, but he can't help me to cross. Oh, my father will be waiting, but he can't help me to cross. I said I got one more river to cross. Now this is the part that I love so well. King Jesus will be waiting, and he gonna help me to cross. Oh, King Jesus will be waiting, and he gonna help me to cross. Oh, King Jesus will be waiting, and he gonna help me to cross. Said I got one more river. Said I got one more river to cross. Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Oh, Jordan River, I'm bound to cross. Oh, Jordan River, Lord, I'm bound to cross. Said I got one more river. Said I got one more river to cross. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, I got one more river. One more river to cross. Hey, yes, God. Hey, come on now. Oh.
There's so many places that you can be in your life.
Jesus.
But we thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessing us with
this
song.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
An anointing is on your voice. Oh,
hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
We love you. We thank God for one more river.
Yes.
I got one more river.
And I'm bound to cross.
What is that river in your life?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
God will help you.
That's right.
To cross that river. Whatever that is, that one more river.
Yeah.
Some of us just one more to get to the other side.
Yeah.
To what God has promised us right
yeah.
there. Ooh, just call on them. Just call on them. You all get ready. We're going to have our phone selection, and we'll be right back here from the message preached by our very own Pastor Dorsey Manny. I got one more river to cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, come on, man.
Of the Lord, I've been
free, delivered,
and in your presence, Lord. they've been forgiven.
My past
is over.
It's over.
This is down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for this time. Lord God, as we've come in our 2 o'clock service for the message that you've given your son. So at this time, you all, I introduce to you all a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for and with you, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethic, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, a man who keeps his word. I introduce to you right now God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my husband, loving and faithful, my husband who is loving and faithful, Pastor Dorsey Manning, everybody. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor. My beautiful wife, thank you for this warm welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, everyone, to Sunday service. We thank God for you being in attendance with us. You could have been anywhere, but you're right here with us, touching and agreeing. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single body. Every single body, Father God, that you have called into this place to honor you, to worship you, to give you glory, and to give you praise. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing us this opportunity to see you, Father God, at this time. We thank you, Father God, that you have already blessed us in all of our ways.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, that you have blessed our minds. You have blessed our hearts. And you have blessed every single word that proceeds out of our mouth. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you in this place to have your way in this place. Be every single word that's in our mouth. Be every single word that's in our heart. Be every single word that's in our mind in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing it all. Now, unclean thoughts and unclean spirits, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you right now and we loose you from this place. Any spirit of confusion, we loose you right now. Any spirit of doubt, we loose you right now. Any hindering spirit, we loose you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we thank you. Now, Father God, we pray that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take anything away. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen, amen.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles,
hallelujah.
Amen. God bless everyone. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me, if you would, over here to the book of Romans. Go over to the book of Romans, chapter 8, and I'll read a couple scriptures here in Romans chapter 8, and I'll read a few scriptures here over here in Romans chapter 9. Now, Romans chapter 8, I'll be reading from the King James. And Romans chapter 9, I'll read 2 or 3 scriptures from the NLT. But today I have a message for each and every one of you. And the message that I have today for you is a sin-filled conscience. A sin-filled conscience, from a sin-filled conscience to thinking like God. Hallelujah. A sin-filled conscience.
Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8. This is Apostle Paul. you know, he's writing this letter, you know, here to the church over here in Romans. He's writing this letter here in Romans chapter 8. Let me read. Start right here at verses 1. This is Apostle Paul. He says, therefore, well, he says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. 3 reads right here, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. Now I read Romans, amen. Chapter 9. I read right here. I read this from the NLT. Romans chapter 9 from the NLT.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be reading 1 through 5. It says, with Christ as many witnesses, I speak with utter truthfulness. My conscience and the Holy Spirit confirmed it. My heart is filled with bitter sorrow and uttering grief for my people, my Jewish brothers and sisters. I would be willing to be forever cursed, cut off from Christ, if that would save them. They are the people of Israel, chosen to be God's adopted children. God revealed his glory to them. He made covenant with them and gave them his law. He gave them the privilege of worshiping him and receiving his wonderful promise. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the ancestors, and Christ himself was an Israelite as far as his human nature is concerned, and he is God, the one who rules over everything and worthy of eternal praise. Amen. So what I want to talk to you today, I want to talk about a sin-filled conscience. Mm-hmm. See, we all have to realize, you know, who we are. When you realize who you are, you will be in that place of realizing what you are called to do.
Amen.
But see, something happens in the life of a believer, in the life of a believer.
Mm.
What I want to ask you today is, who shamed you?
Jeez.
Who shamed you? Who is the one that led you into the path of death and destruction?
My Lord.
Everybody that has a conscience can discern if the life they are living is right or if it's wrong.
Jesus.
No matter how young or no matter how old you are, you have an internal feeling, or you have a voice that's on the inside that acts as a guide. Either is going to guide you into rightness or is going to guide you into wrongness. But you make that decision on which direction that you are going to go. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Now over here, see, I had to say that first, but now we can stop looking at somebody else's is the reason why that I'm making the decisions on that I'm making.
Jeez.
Or someone else is the reason why that I'm saying the things that I'm saying. It's someone else's fault that I'm doing the things that I'm doing, when clearly every single one, no matter young or old, that you have a conscious mind and you know right from wrong, that means you are responsible for which direction that you go. Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Come on.
Every single body is responsible for their own direction. So who shamed you? Romans chapter 8 and verses 1 is telling you that Apostle Paul is telling you that it's not God that who is shaming you. It's not Jesus that who is shaming you. See, the one that is shaming you It is not God. See, condemnation does not come from God. God did not come to shame anyone. Neither did God come to condemn anyone. See, God came already. See, we're talking about God who has sent his only son to live in this world in this old flesh body, just like you and I, the same type of body. This old flesh body has the same kind of, has a mind like we have a mind. And he had decisions that he could have made just like we have decisions. And here it is that God in the body of a man, God in the body of a man, gave himself as a sacrifice for all men and for all women. But see, we have to understand the reason why God did it. See, God knew you before you ever made one word that came out of your mouth. God knew you before you went to any place. See, God knew you. He knows every single hair on your head. He knows every single thing that's about you. So not only does God know you before you even did anything, God knows where you're going to end up at as well. So what kind of mind do we have? Why are we so conscious of sin? Why are we so conscious of sin? Well, the reason being why we are so conscious of sin is because of sin was already up in that place. Your sin has been handed down to you because of what have happened of old, what have happened past. You have already was born into sin. But because we have a Savior, because we have a risen Savior, because we have God that already have given his life, he has already became a sacrifice for you and I, for you to receive him, you have the opportunity to no longer to be a sinner. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you may have been born under a curse. You may have been born in the place where you were underneath the law before you received Christ. But when you receive Christ into your life, you are no longer underneath the law of sin and death. Because you are no longer underneath the law of sin and death, that means that you are free. Your spirit is free.
Yes, Lord.
But I know what you're saying right now. Okay, well, why do I still think the same way that I think? And why do I still do the same things that I do? Because you, as being a man, or you as being a woman, you have a conscience, and that conscience that you have already been conditioned from the time that you were little all the way up until the time you're now to do something. To say something, to act a certain type of way, and to do all whatever kind of things. You have that conscience. And for you and I to place ourselves in the mindset just like God would have for us to be, that's doing the will of God, and that's through the word of God, which is Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 4, it says, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit do the things of the spirit. 6 says, for to be carnal minded is death. Hallelujah. Let me just put a period right there. Be carnal minded is death. See, when we look at carnal, what we have to look at is going after, you move after your senses. What you feeling right now, it calls you to move. Or what you smell or what you see right now, it calls you to move. See, the carnal mind is right there in the natural. See, you right there in that natural place. But see, we have, that's right, we have Jesus. Because of Christ Jesus, you don't have to be in that old carnally minded. You don't have to have that conscience, that very conscious of the sin that you already been in. You have a mind now that's able to line up with the word of God, which is Christ Jesus, the one that you have received on the inside of you. See, now let's not make no mistakes about it. God have already given his life for every single one of us, those that are in Christ and those that are not in Christ yet. But God have already given his life for you. So now those that have already given their lives over to God, now it's time for you to do something. It's time for you to renew your mind. That means change the way you think. When you change the way you think, it's going to change the way you feel. And when it changes the way you feel, it's going to change your characteristics. It's going to change ultimately the way you go and the destination that you take. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A sin in your conscience will lead you into a place of death and destruction. But God, in the form of man, Jesus Christ, have already walked that path for you. He walked that path of righteousness. He's already shown you the way. So it's up for you and I to walk in that same path, walking in the spirit like God has showed us.
Lord.
Six says, to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Anybody looking for life and peace right now?
Amen.
Is anybody looking for peace to show up in their life?
Amen.
See, peace have already came to the world. Hallelujah. See, before God had came here in the form of man to the world, see, that we were not in no place of peace. We were out of peace.
Jesus,
but Jesus Christ has already given his life so you can have peace. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, right here, the seven says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. Hallelujah. For it is not subjected to the law of God, either indeed it can be. 8 says, so then they that are of the flesh cannot please God. Hallelujah. See, you're still in that same type of mindset. Yeah, your spirit may be free, but you still have that same mindset. See, don't you know that when you receive Christ into your life, what you receive the Holy Spirit. That means you receive a leader. You receive a coach. You receive an instructor. You receive a guy like a tour guide. You know, someone is going to show you, don't go over here and don't go over here. This is a good place to go. That ain't a good place to go. You have that tour guide that live on the inside. So why are you still living worldly?
Glory
why are you still living? Amen. Why do you still have that type of mindset? The reason why we still have that mindset is because we want to be like God, but we don't want to do like God told us to do. Hallelujah.
My Lord,
we want to inherit. We want to be, you know, a part of that abundance, you know, with our faithful father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We want to be in that place, but I still want to do all that I want to do. I still want to live like I used to live because I've become accustomed to living like this. See, it may hurt, but see, now I'm tolerating these things that I've already been done. I became used to it. See, I'm over here in this relationship that I know that is broken. But I'm not going to get into no other relationship. I'm going to stay right here in this broken relationship because I didn't invest too much time in there. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You still have that old sin conscious mind. Hallelujah.
My God.
You cannot please God. You cannot please God still being the same when Jesus Christ have already came and made the way for you. How can you say that you love God? But you're spending all your time loving on the world and loving on worldly things. See, I'm talking about these worldly things like the Bible describes it as being the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which have conformed your mind. Hallelujah. You got to renew your mind in Christ Jesus if you want
to
be pleasing to God. Now, nothing that I'm saying right now is putting you in a place of shaming you. So now if you're feeling shame, maybe it's because you're still trying to hold on to these things. You're still trying to look at yourself as being right when you know that you have a conscience that's saying you know that ain't right, but I'm still going to look at it like I am right. God definitely does know the mind of a man, and he definitely does know the mind of a woman as well. So I don't know why we want to try to look at ourselves. Well, God, well, don't look at me for doing this right here. No, he ain't judging you, and neither he's condemning you. It's your own self that's being condemned. See, that's the enemy that's condemning you. That's the enemy that's speaking to you and saying, oh, you know you did this, or you know you did that. Well, why are you listening to the enemy anyway? What does God say? Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Being sin conscious. Sin conscious. What you are saying, and you don't even know that you're saying this, church. You don't even know that you're saying this, Christian men and Christian women.
Jesus.
If you're still sin conscious, what you are saying is that, God, I know that you died for sins, but I don't believe that you died for all of my sins. Hallelujah. So how can you say that you are a follower of Christ, but when you're still following the worldly people, you're still following the principalities and the power, you're still following the philosophies and the rules of the ones that's in high places? How you going to say that? Because you're still sin conscious. See, Jesus Christ have already came and made himself a sacrifice and condemned sin. So if you are still worried about sin, that means that you're saying that, God, I don't believe that you have already died for all sin, because you're still in that place. Hallelujah. That is a strategic plan of Satan to keep you in that same mindset. We have to set our mind to the will of God. I'm going to say that again. We have to set our mind to the will of God. And the will of God for you is to receive who he sent. God had already sent his only begotten son. He loved you so much that he sent his only son and was sacrificed for you, that you can be reconciled back to him. See, the ransom has already been paid. See, every single body that says they are Christian, when they put something on your mind, that means that you agree in what God has already done. That means that you're witnessing of what God has already done. That means that you're under a new contract. You're under a new covenant. And when you're under this new covenant, that means you're under a new covenant of grace. And if you're under this new covenant of grace, what that says is that that means that you may sin, but you are no longer a sinner. That means that you are in Christ and you still have that nature. You still have that sin consciousness that the word of God is trying to infiltrate and be able to move out the way to change you from the inside out, that you will move through life like God had already intended for you to move. That's the will of God for your life. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
What are we looking at so much in this world? See, what we look at so much in this world, see, we want to be in that place of, let me show God how good I am. Hallelujah. Because I can keep all of the law. I can keep all of the law. I can keep all of the commandments. See, I don't serve other gods. I don't put no other gods before you. See, we know these very well. See, I don't take the Lord's name in vain. See, I come to church every single Sunday. See, I'm honorable to my mother and I'm honorable to my father. So I ain't killed nobody. I ain't committed no adultery. I ain't stole nothing. I ain't bear no false witness against my neighbor. I ain't looked at my neighbor's wife. Neither have I looked at what my neighbor has and wanted for myself. See, everybody, see, we try to line up and try to look good in front of God. See, we'll pass this right here test. But what you don't realize is that if you're going to keep the law, then you need to keep all of the law. See, these were only 10 laws that were written on stone, but you don't realize there are 603 more laws that was written on stones. So you might have kept all these 10, but you may have broken one of the 603. And if you ain't keeping all of the law, that means there is a prize that's for you, or there is a place that's for you. It's called death. Hallelujah. That means that you will die from sin.
Lord.
This is the reason why God had already sent Jesus Christ. They have obtained it all for you already. Because Jesus had obtained it for you already, you should be in that place of just trusting in him. See, God made it easy for you. He told you to love your neighbors. He said, a new commandment that I give over to you. Oh, in John 13:34, a new commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. See, God told us to love one another just as he has loved you. Now, see, when you find yourself in that place, see, now you find yourself in that place of keeping all of the law when you love one another. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Of sin, feel conscious. How do we move out of that place? Let's read on a little bit. I ain't going to be too much longer right here with y'all. Let's read on right here. It says, Romans chapter 8 and verses 9. It says, but you are not of the flesh, but you are of the spirit. If so, that being the spirit of God dwelling you, now you are a man. Now that any man that's not in the spirit of Christ, he is not of him. 10 says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit of life, hallelujah, because of righteousness. But the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, it dwells in you. How many know that the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead that lives on the inside of you? That's something to think about. So you need to put these things on your mind. So you are dead to sin already. But then you need to renew your mind. Stop letting people take you back into that place when you are not in Christ. Neither should you let yourself go back to that place or the things that you have already done or things that you have said. You're still trying to be like the old man or the old woman when Jesus Christ have already paved the way for you. Come out of that place and enter into this lifestyle, this abundance that God had made, with this covenant that he had made with Abraham, saying that you would be that in that abundance with Isaac, through Isaac and through Jacob, in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
You got to do this through Christ. Change your mind about the things that you're thinking about. See, the mind operates in a couple of different functions. But what it is for you to change your mind about how it functions. You are to read the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Because when you read the Word of God, you are putting Jesus Christ on the inside. See, you already been saved. But see, maybe you don't know enough about him to have a right relationship with him. You need to read the Word of God. When I say the Word of God, I'm not talking about every single word. Okay, it's all right to learn, you know what I'm saying, every word. But you need to learn the Word of grace. When I say the Word of God, I mean the Word of grace in this new covenant that has already been paid, that has been laid out for you. Read it.
Yes,
not only do you read the Word of God, you need to be in position, line yourself up to hear the Word of God. See, this is for your mind. Every single body that be out of their mind, every single body that may be angry, every single body that may be stressed, everybody that may be oppressed, everybody that may be depressed, you need to come out of that place and be into a place where God has for you. If it's a place of peace, read the Word of God and hear the Word of God. But don't just stop right there. Every single thing that you read that came out of the mouth of the prophet, or it came from the apostle, or it came from God himself, be a doer of the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is how you change those sin-filled consciousness. These old sin-filled consciousness that you have that want to hang around and still want to accuse you and still want to accuse everybody. Want to have you to that place of looking like, this is what I used to look like. And you want to stay in that place called past. Come out of that place. And not just do that. Not just read the Word, hear the Word, do the Word. When you be in that place of hearing the Word, reading the Word, doing the Word, then now you can hear a word from God. My Lord, my God, how good is it to hear a word from God? The reason why you can hear a word from God, because you have made a decision to come out of that sin-filled consciousness and make a decision to think like Christ. And you start to think like Christ because you have the Word of God on the inside. See, every single time that transgressions and trespassing and iniquities, when all that show up, you got the Word of God that's on the inside that's for you to use because you have the power and you have the authority to say, okay, I might used to do that, but I ain't like that no more because I'd have been washed clean and I'd have been saved by the precious blood of the Lamb. And because I've been saved by Christ Jesus, no weapon formed against me and shall prosper, and no tongue that rises up against me, it shall not work, because God shall condemn it. So you need to know the Word of God to be able to do that. Now you can hear a word from God. When God say move, now you line up to move, because you're not listening to that old world itself. You're not listening to that old lustful self. You're not being so prideful. Well, you, God, I hear what you say, but I just ain't going to move because I know that you judge me. No, God ain't judging you. No, you're doing it all to yourself. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come out of that place. Think like God. And you think like God through Christ Jesus.
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let me read a little bit more. I'm going to read a little bit more in Romans chapter 8. Let's move on down here. Romans chapter 8 and 29. Romans chapter 8 and 29 says, for whom he did foreknew, yeah, God knew you, he also did predestine.
Amen.
He predestined to be conformed into the image of his son. How many believe that?
Amen.
God already knew you, and he had already predestined you to be conformed into the image of his son through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
That's good news, everybody. That's good news.
Yes, it is. Amen.
So that it might be the firstborn among the brethren, talking about Jesus, that he might be the first showing you how to do it. And 30 says, moreover, whom he did predestine, them he did call. God has called every single one of you, hallelujah, into this glorious faith.
Yes.
And to him he called, he did justify, just as you have not done anything. And to him he did justify, you did glorify. And 30 says,
amen.
What shall we say then of these things? If God be for us, then who can be against you?
Yes, Lord.
What I'm here to tell you, church, God is for you. But you have to make
amen.
A decision to be for God. Hallelujah. God
amen.
Is for
hallelujah.
You. And because God is for you, who can be against you? See, there can't nobody
amen.
Come up against you. Neither can you come up against yourself. Hallelujah. Past can't come up against
Jesus.
You. Addiction can't come
Jesus.
Up against you. Anger cannot come
Jesus.
Up against you. Rulers cannot come
Jesus.
Up against you. That's not of God. Powers and principalities
okay.
cannot come up against you. Spiritual wickedness cannot
okay.
come up against you. I'm talking about these words that you
mm-hmm.
hear, these words that's being said
Jesus.
To you. It cannot come up against you because you're in Christ
amen.
Jesus. Stay in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
37 says, know all things that we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, or nor things to come. 39 says, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. See, when you know who you are, and you know that whose you belong to, see, you will move out of that place of having a sin-filled mind. See, you might want to go over here and do like you used to. You say, I kept all the Ten Commandments, and I kept all the 100 and all the 603. But see, God also honors the law of the land. So you may have speeded a little bit when it was time to go to work. That means you broke the law of government. God honors the law of government.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Or you might have had stretched the truth a little bit on your tax return. Hallelujah. But see, you say it, you want to be sin conscious, that means that you're breaking the law. And if you're breaking the law, then that means that you need to keep the whole law if you're still underneath the law. See, we're not underneath the law anymore. We are underneath Christ Jesus. We are underneath a new spirit, the Holy Spirit, that lives on the inside,
amen.
That has forgiven you of all
yes.
sins already. But you got to believe
thank
that.
Thank you, Lord.
Change your mind about how you think. And when you change your mind about how you think, it's through the word of God, you will determine, you will change your destination, and your habits will change
amen.
Too. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless
in
everyone.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
May God
amen.
Keep you.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Come on, Pastor. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, oh
thank
God.
You.
We thank you for your presence right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we humble, oh God, asking, oh God, for help today, oh God. Lord, as we come in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the word says, oh God, in 1 John 1 and 9, you said, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, amen, to receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free right now. Totally blameless from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet,
yes.
oh God, to the ventricular and quantum level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord God, we ask that you hear our cry right now, oh God, as we come believing, oh God, trusting, oh God, for change, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we just want to say thank you for your presence right now, that you're moving
you.
In the life of your children, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus
thank
Christ
you,
of Nazareth, oh God.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. We ask you, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to force out and drive out and cast out Satan and all evil, foul, wicked demons, torment, lying, and hindering, seducing, perverse, unclean spirits, and any evil, strong man, any religious and controlling spirits, of all familiar spirits, any spirit contrary to the Holy Spirit, spirits of sickness, disease, infirmities, infection, pains, trauma, shock, aches, arthritis, crippling arthritis, sinusitis, acute sinusitis, any spirit contrary to divine health, along with their effects and side effects and things, out of our spirit, mind, will, emotions, and ego, libido, imagination, thoughts, and all subconscious areas, and all physical beings, oh God, every object that's on us, in our homes, cars, lands, properties, animals, vehicles, and workplaces, we ask you to find and cast these evil beings in the abyss, deaf, dumb, blind, mute, and unable to gesture, keep them there until they are judged and thrown into the lake of fire, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the power of his name, that we'll not move by what we see, hear, smell, touch, the taste. We'll not move by reason. We'll only move by your spirit and your word. And we know your voice, oh God. We hear your voice, and we refuse to follow strangers, according to John 10 and 27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth, according to Psalm 112 and 2. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to expand in us your territories, Lord, fill us and increase us in the Holy Spirit and anointing with power, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you to lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. We bless you, we praise you, we worship you, and we commit all that we are to you, that your perfect will be done through us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you help us, oh God, to cease from our own labors. We do so by faith right now. We ask that you cause us to enter into rest right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, and receive that. We ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and warn our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to fill your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible, Lord. Help us to bear the cross that you prepared for us. Help those in our family, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our heart through your word. We ask that you prepare us, oh God, with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you take out of us, ask to us, do anything you want to, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask that your word be read, be engrafted into us, and become part of our spirit, mind, will, and emotion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we declare by your power that you are helping us and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. We ask you to live us where we're blind, wretched, naked, and poor. Lord, help us right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for your help, your ever-present help, and your help that's on the way. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless our mothers and brothers and sisters. Bless our fathers, oh God. Bless our children, oh God. Lord, keep us, oh God. Lord, your word and you that cares, oh God. We thank you for caring, oh God, and taking care of us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a helping season, to edify, to exhort, and comfort others. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, hallelujah, we ask for love and grace for others, and grace for you, Lord God. We ask for your help and your love and grace, be in us and flow and be administered to others by your spirit that's in us, oh God, to manifest your presence in and through us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we release all things into your hands, God, and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, withholding nothing, oh God. We come, oh God, he got out of that shadow. My Lord, we ask for your help right now, that you give us the word that you want us to give to others. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you would send those that will receive the gift of salvation to us, that we may witness to them. Lord, he got out of their head. My Lord, my God, let them ask to receive in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, oh God, that you give us a clear mind and thoughts towards you. clear will towards you, and clear of all emotional clutter, oh God. We ask that you cause us to hear you louder and clearer and rest in you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to release your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and long-suffering and self-control to flow over in and throughout our life, oh God. We ask you to fasten our heart like yours, Father, that your fruit will abound and through and about us, oh God, and to others in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask you, Father, for a clear, sharp, and healthy mind and body in you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to protect your will being worked out through our life, in the life of those in our life, the church, in the name of Jesus Christ, as you direct, Father God. We ask you, Lord God, for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to speak and do your perfect will in this life, for you, for us, and for our family, oh God. We ask you to guard us and our family members, oh God, with many angels, and that they manifest as needed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to make us alert, awake, sharp, and attentive in your thoughts and ways. We ask that we prosper in whatever the work of, we put our hands to do for you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to renew our youth like the eagles. We ask for a heart like yours, oh God, and both in the church to walk in it, to the fullness with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Heavenly Father, we declare your faithfulness for the heavens and your loving kindness and tender mercies anew every morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, we ask that our mind, will, and emotions do not deceive us in hearing your voice. And be still in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut up and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and the natural realms. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways, and we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to us, to our family members and loved ones, and everyone that's here in Sunday service. Our homes, lands, properties, vehicles, workplaces, schools, finances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Hallelujah
to your name, God. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, and we thank you, O God, for your word. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power and the same that we're walking in our newness of life. And we are more than victorious in Christ Jesus, because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world.
Yeah.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare never again in Jesus' mighty name, never again will we, hallelujah, that we love, that we will love or enjoy sin. Never again will allow sin to reign in our bodies. Never again will we depart from holiness. Never again will allow love to dominate us. Never again will we yield our members as members of unrighteousness, but we yield our members as instruments unto righteousness, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so never again will we believe that we don't have the power to get wealth, for God gives us the power to get wealth to establish his covenant. Never again will we be behind and not in front, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so never again will we be the tail and not the head, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so never again will we lack anointing for our head. Lord, we just want to say thank you for keeping us, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. The doors of the church is open at this time. There'll be one today.
There might be one. There might be one that's ready to give their life over to Christ today. You do realize that you have been living a life that's not pleasing, not only to you, but it's not pleasing to God. But you realize also that you have a chance. You have another chance to give it over to God today. There might be one. The press one. Pastor Tawanika and I will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. This simple prayer may be the most important thing that you ever did. No, I know it will be the most important thing that you ever done in your life is give your life over to Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There might be one.
Hallelujah.
Come now while you still have time.
Yes.
If you're not sure that you are saved, hallelujah.
Yes,
come now.
Hallelujah.
While you're still
come now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
there
of
might
Jesus.
Be one.
Press one.
Amen. Just press one. There might be one. Mm-hmm. They have already given your lives over to Christ. But you realize that you're still sin-filled. That means your conscience, your mind
Jesus,
is still full.
Jesus.
You still conform. You're still fashioned to this world. You're still in
Jesus.
That place. And you just don't know how to come out. Well, that's why we have the Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit that shows
Hallelujah.
Us all things.
Thank you, Lord.
Let us pray with you, and let us pray for you in the name of Jesus. See, we don't serve a God that judges us, that shames us, or that condemns us. We serve a God that justifies us, that sanctifies us, that redeems us, that washes away all of our sins, all of our trespasses, all of our iniquities in the name of Jesus. That's the God we serve.
Mm-hmm.
We serve a God of grace, of mercy, and of truth. Come now. Let us pray with you. Let us pray for you. Just press one. There may even be one that's looking for a church home. You're out of fellowship. Mm-hmm. And you do realize that your cup, your spiritual cup has run low.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being replaced by all these worldly things. You got yourself fashioned that place. You're looking for a church home. Hallelujah. Pastor Tawanika and I would love to be your pastor. We're just going to love on you. A supernatural love. Not this world like, not this love like the world tells you how to love. And not like you've been loved, but a supernatural love. In the eyes of God. In the eyes of Christ Jesus. In the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Just press one. There may be one that may be sick in their body, may have a family member or something that is sick, and you need us to agree with you in prayer. We
Jesus.
Agree with you already that you
Amen.
Or your family member is healed. For the Bible tells
Amen.
Us that by his stripes that we are healed. The Bible also
Jesus.
Tells us over in James chapter 5 that those that who are sick, let them come to the elders, and we shall anoint you, and we shall anoint you with oil and lay hands
Jesus.
On you and pray. Come now. Now. Amen. Doors of the church
Amen.
Are open.
Yes.
Amen.
Press one at this time. That be
Amen.
Here today while
Amen.
You still have time. Press one. Right there
Hallelujah.
You are.
Hallelujah. Father
Amen.
God, we thank you.
Yes,
we thank you for every single one that came and every single one that maybe didn't have the courage to come at this time, but they still came because there is no distance in spirit. We come against any spirit of confusion. We come against any spirit of fear. We come against any spirit of doubt. We come against any sickening spirit right now by the power and blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. And we say loose. We say loose us. We say loose you right now in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree says amen and amen again.
Yes, amen. At this time,
amen.
We're going to have our tithes and offerings to prepare those.
Yes.
Today, if you have Cash App, you send those over to Pastor Chantel. Or if you have Zelle,
Amen.
The number is 346-719-3349.
Amen.
346-719-3349.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You for your gifts.
Hallelujah.
Our worship is not
yes.
complete.
Let us.
Our gift. Amen.
Let us pray over the tithes and offerings. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, as we pay our tithes according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim the action to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as tithers and those that are offering today. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. So Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes that we will be. But Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask for Jesus right now to rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine, our cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching us and from coming near us and our family members and loved ones, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to you and to him our tithes. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, O God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds blessed, Lord God, and bless us, and Lord God, with your seven blessings of a tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Lord God, to give us the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tither according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone here in Sunday service. I hope the message blessed you and changed you. Amen. In Jesus' name. At this time, we'll have our announcements. And I will be delivering those announcements today. Give our honor to God, Pastor, and every minister, deacon that is in attendance on today. God bless you. Our announcements are as follows here for March 14th, 2021. Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercession prayer. On Wednesday, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Thursday, is midweek service here at 845-277-9213 on our church line. Our prayer line number is 732-434-2510. Saturdays, we have our leg lessons. And currently, we're from March 1st to the 31st, is the teaching of understanding the Holy Spirit, which is Saturday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's from 12 to 12:30. If you can't join us, we're not going to take too much of your time. So join us then. And Sunday, we have two services we thank God for, our 10 a.m. service, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. So we thank God for everyone. We have a shout Monday through Thursday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is hosted by me, Prophetess Dominique Manning. We thank God for it. I think that's all we have at this time. So I thank you all once again for being here with us. In Jesus' name, God bless you. God keep you. We want to at least bless you all. Oh, happy birthday to all March birthday babies. Happy birthday to you all. We know we have several birthdays coming up. We just celebrated Brother Joe's birthday was last week. Also, Sister Henderson, Jamel Henderson, celebrated her birthday last week. This week we have Sister Jayla Williams that will be celebrating her 22nd birthday. And then we also have my cousin Brenda Gale who will be celebrating her birthday. I think she told me the 21st. Amen. Of this month. God bless you all. March birthday babies. We bless you all to prosper here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you to be able to... We bless you all to be all that God intended you for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people.
people in a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function in perfection. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's all in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Now we have our benediction from our pastor. Bless you, Mary.
Amen. I pray that every single one with an ear, you know, receive something from that, got something out of that. I know I did. I want to give you two gifts before you go. And this, I want to give you these gifts that come from, I'll give you these gifts for your mind, you know, for your conscience, for that place where you're having these battles at. Any thought that does not line up with the word of God, I want you to say this out loud. I condemn you thought in the name of Jesus, and I'm free by the power and blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, I just gave you something to fight with, and do that as often as you please, and you just watch how every single thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, watch how it flees away from you in the name of Jesus. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody says amen. God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you.
God bless you.
We love you.
Hallelujah. We love you.
Nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. One time, one time, one time, one time, one time, one time, yeah. Get